Biotechnology refers to genetic engineering and cell and tissue culture technologies, as well as procedures for modifying living organisms according to human purposes. Am I using too many big words? Let's watch this next item.
Biotechnology, which uses genetically modified organisms, produce new proteins which has been usually being produced by the traditional procedures in a better and well-qualified manner. Many of these drugs are now available in the market, which we can find them in a highly purified. These recombinant proteins, by taking the genome of that specific protein and inserting it into an animal cell or a bacteria, we are able to produce a new product which is totally purified in this way and this process. The history of biotechnology goes to 20 years back, when the ability of separating the genome, or let us say cDNA, of the producing proteins were in fact became possible. Nowadays, most of the drugs which are being produced by the normally human body are being produced by recombinant biotechnology. In Iran, we have had a well development in biotechnology and producing recombinant drugs. Right now, more than 10 recombinant drugs are already in the market, which has been produced totally in Iran. One of these drugs, which I can mention to you, is gamma interferon.
Interferon are part of heterologous group of proteins with similar biological activity. Interferon alpha-2b is used to treat several diseases. This includes some type of cancer and viral diseases like hepatitis B and hepatitis C. In our department in Pasteur Institute of Iran, as equipped area for the production of recombinant proteins based on bacterial host, we are producing human recombinant interferon alpha-2b, which is used in the treatment of viral hepatitis B and C infections and some malignancies. In the production process of recombinant interferon alpha-2b, after receiving confirmed cell bank, fermentation begins and recombinant interferon alpha to be produced as an intracellular inclusion bodies. Hence, we need to harvest biomass by one-step centrifugation. Then cell disruption is applied to obtain inclusion bodies and to remove cell extract by different centrifugation and washing steps. Because of the nature of the inclusion body, it's necessary to solubilize and refold the inclusion body. Finally, different steps of chromatography techniques are used to purify recombinant interferon and to obtain recombinant interferon according to desired specification. Active pharmaceutical ingredient which is produced in our area transferred to formulation filling department for formulation and filling.
Gamma interferon by itself is a cytokine. We have various type of cytokines like gamma interferon, beta interferon, alpha interferon, which are being produced by various companies in the world and now are in the market. So also the gamma interferon, which is being produced by two American and Germany companies in the world. And Iran, usually, since last year, was importing this drug from these two companies. By now, we have been able to produce this drug using recombinant technology to, in fact, do a genetic engineering on the cells in bacteria and produce this drug totally inside the Iran. This process I can give you as a good example of teamwork which we did in Iran. By selecting various centers and parting the various part of the project, we were able to work as a teamwork get the result out of them and use them together and bring this stage to such a level which we could produce the recombinant protein. In this process, as I mentioned to you, that we used and we fulfilled all criteria which is required by international regulatory authorities. So I assure you that this drug which has been produced in Iran, that is gamma interferon, is totally similar as far as the activity and potency is concerned.